Dictionaries are strange books. You don't read them from end to end. You only look things up in them. And why would you want to do that? If you're illiterate, there'd be no point. Even if you were literate and you were reasonably well educated, why would you want to look up a dictionary? So dictionaries are very recent. They arrived when people felt that they needed to put down words for other people that those people wouldn't come across in the normal course of events. So the first dictionaries were lists of rare words, lists of words that you wouldn't come across in the normal course of events. The first major dictionary of English didn't arrive until the 18th century, and it was created by Dr. Samuel Johnson. Johnson was a strange person, a person who took it upon himself to write a dictionary. It took him 7 years. It's a huge job for one person. It was also unusual in that for the first time in a dictionary, Johnson thought it was a good idea to include quotations by the finest authors he could find, which showed the use of each word in the particular meaning that it had in the quotation that he had for it, so that if a word had half a dozen different meanings, there would be a quotation or two for each meaning. The 7 years was spent collecting the quotations. There are over 100,000 of them, and at the end of that period, he was paid very handsomely for the dictionary. Unfortunately, the dictionary probably didn't make a profit for the publisher, but at least Samuel Johnson got famous and ended up with a doctorate as a result of his labours. If you get the chance sometime, and there are certainly online versions of Samuel Johnson and his dictionary, you can look up Johnson and his dictionary and look up some of the quotations and particularly look up some of his definitions. He was very careful with the definitions, so that the word for lexicographer, maker of dictionaries, is, among other things, a harmless drudge. That's how Johnson felt about his work during the time that he was a lexicographer.